This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In a new outreach to minorities, a concert was funded by Fueling U.S. Forward, a public relations group for fossil fuels funded by Koch Industries, the oil and petrochemicals conglomerate led by the ultra-conservative billionaire brothers David and Charles Koch. About halfway through the event, the music gave way to a panel discussion on how the holidays were made possible by energy, cheap energy like oil and gas. President-elect Donald Trump's transition staff has issued a blanket edict requiring politically appointed ambassadors to leave their overseas posts by Inauguration Day, according to several diplomats familiar with the plan. Breaking with decades of precedent by declining to provide even the briefest of grace periods. America's opioid crisis killed more than 33,000 people in 2015. In a congressional hearing, a united front of top intelligence officials and senators from both parties forcibly reaffirmed the conclusion that the Russian government used hacking and leaks to try to influence the presidential election, directly rebuffing President-elect Donald Trump's repeated questioning of Russia's role. China intends to spend more than $360 billion through 2020 on renewable power sources like solar and wind, according to that government's National Energy Administration. The agency said in a statement that China would create more than 13 million jobs in the renewable energy sector by 2020, curb the growth of greenhouse gases that contribute to global warming, and reduce the amount of soot that in recent days has blanketed Beijing and other Chinese cities in a noxious cloud of smog. Macy's said that it would cut more than 10,000 jobs as part of a plan to close 100 stores and cut other costs. And the long-struggling Sears Holdings said that it would close 150 more stores and that it had sold its nearly century-old Craftsman brand to Stanley Black & Decker. They are the latest in a slow bleed of similar announcements in the past 2 years from rivals, including JCPenney, that are changing the landscape of American malls. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.